Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Learning to Fly the Podcast. Today is Wednesday. You know what that means. Random questions with random people. And today they're truly random to you guys. These are two of my friends. So, hello, Riaz. Hello, Zach.
Excuse me. I've been here since day one, and he's been talked about before.
Okay, this is true, but Riaz is still considered a really random person. Because he doesn't write, he doesn't do the art, and yes. Anyway.
You hear that? She's calling you useless.
I did not. He is a fantastic welder, and he is great when it comes to OSHA safety. Unless it's you guys.
No, Reuse is. I don't know who his Reuse is, but...
The official title is Reuse, the OSHA 10 of NATO.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, it's random day. You guys know what that means. All bets are off. So, it is question time. And since we have two guests, the first person to answer gets to answer, and then we move on to the next question.
Yes, that's how answering works. The first person to answer is the first person to answer.
But we're not going to wait around for the other person to answer, I mean.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll go for double jeopardy, then.
Yes. If you could only be
Seven.
One military tank for the rest of your days on War Thunder, what would you choose?
Wally.
M1A2 Abrams.
Excuse me. First person to answer answers. The other person keeps moving on.
You had not answered the question, so that's the question was still in play. Yeah, think faster than the contestants.
Fuck you both. Okay. Anyway.
So, yeah, this Wally and Abrams idea. Let's delve in that further.
No, we are not delving into that further. If you could only listen to one album for the rest of your days, what would it be?
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
If you could boycott one musician for all of your days, but for the stupidest reason you could think of, who would it be and why?
Justin Bieber.
What's the reason?
He's a person.
I will admit, that is a stupid reason.
You asked for a stupid reason specifically.
Okay. What is the weirdest pet you've ever had?
Chameleon?
Okay. What is the most bizarre pet you want?
Orangutan.
What is your least favorite article of clothing that you currently own? Dude, they're random questions. Quit making faces at me.
Clothes in general, I guess? It's kind of a one or nothing kind of thing.
No, what is the least favorite article of clothing you own? Like, for me, it would be my Color Run shirt that refuses to regain color.
I guess a shirt that's too small for me?
What shirt is that?
One of the military ones. Why not?
Okay.
It's cracking everywhere.
If you had to donate to a cause for every day of your life, what would the cause be?
Child cancer.
Okay, you guys interrupted each other, so Zach first, then Riaz.
Child cancer.
I also said cancer research.
Okay.
See what humans...
You guys are both going to hell. What reason?
Everything. If I'm one for one, why not go for whole hog and do everything?
We're going to hell for all the things me and Zach have said in the car and have traumatized you with.
That is an excellent, excellent point. Thank you so much for owning up to your disasters. Anyway, what is the weirdest model you've ever made? I'm staring at the weirdest one I've ever seen, but it has not been made.
I haven't really made many models. I've made a couple of tanks and whatnot.
You made the metal airplane. That was kind of weird. I mean, it was cool, but it was very weird.
I think the weirdest one I did was a wooden praying mantis.
Okay. If you had to change your legal name to something that was not name-like at all, what would you change it to be?
Sling Blade.
Alrighty. If you had to choose one of your top three favorite movies that you could never watch again, what would it be and why?
My top three favorite movies to never watch again?
Yes.
Sniper Special Ops.
If...
Sniper Special Ops 1.
What?
Yes.
What'd you say?
I said Sniper Special Ops.
Huh. What'd you say after that?
I think we did.
Let's see. Die Hard 2. Hmm. And Spider-Man 3.
Mad Max is my top. Then it's something else, and then third one's Nightmare. I'd probably not watch Nightmare again because I know it so well.
Are we talking about Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. I know neither of you are big readers, but you have to have a favorite author. Who is your favorite author?
Garfield. Question.
Fine. What is your favorite place to go and think?
To go and think?
Yes.
Redondo Beach during sunset.
If you won the lottery, what's the first thing you'd purchase?
How much money?
A significant amount.
Pilot's license and an A-10 Warthog.
Would you modify it so Zach could fly with you?
Yes. There's definitely going to be a passenger seat there.
No. To fly with you.
Yes. A passenger seat in the A-10 Warthog. Are you asking if I would buy Zach an A-10 Warthog?
No, I'm asking if you would, like, provide pedal extensions or whatever else is need be.
If I won the lottery right now, I'd pay for pilot's license for both me and Zach and buy us both custom A-10 Warthogs.
Oh, dear God. Woo-hoo! If you had to be one Disney character, who would you be and why?
If you think about it, it doesn't really end well for any of them.
No, it really doesn't.
I was thinking of one, but I don't think it'd be appropriate for me.
It's a Disney character!
Oh, I know. This is a Disney character, but the actions of this Disney character, I'm not sure.
Just tell me who the character is.
So it's this little boy who goes on a treasure hunt in the South. And at some point, he meets a special group of people with hoods, and he starts throwing these makeshift fire bottles at him. I'd be that kid.
I've already established these two idiots are going to hell, right? Like, we've established that on this random episode.
These group of people, why is that bad?
Because, of course, that's the movie his brain would go to.
My movie?
A Disney movie.
It is. If you had to befriend a unicorn, what would you name the unicorn?
Pokey.
If you were trapped in one video game universe in Sword Art fashion, what video game universe would you want to be trapped in?
Video game universe.
Think Sword Art.
Halo.
Yes, I don't think Sword Art. Yeah, it was a good one.
If you had to revert to an old-fashioned way of communicating with your best friend, a.k.a. the other person on the interview, and you had to resort to postcards, handwritten letters, or faxes, which one would you choose?
Yes, you can't say if you had to resort to it and then give us the options. I had one already set up in mind, but fine.
Okay, what was the one that came to mind?
Morse code. See?
Okay. Of all the adventures that the three of us have been on together, what is your absolute favorite?
I want to say the shuttle.
I was going to say that, damn it.
We had pictures with Daddy Riaz. Proud dad. Yep.
The day I took my kids to see the shuttle at the space.
For clarification, we all went and we saw the Endeavour space shuttle at the Los Angeles Museum of Science. And you should absolutely check it out. I think it only cost us like $4 a piece. And Riaz was very much a proud dad.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're going to pause to talk about today's sponsors, and then we'll be back with more random questions with more random people!
What are random?
Stop frantically searching the internet. We're here to talk about My Noise 2, the new book from Ash Raymond James. It is like a takeoff in space, all about his life. It is going to inspire you. It's going to make your heart and your mind like fall in love again. It's going to redefine gravity. It's Mind Noise 2. Get up and start dancing. It's time. It's Mind Noise 2.
If you had to be a milkshake flavor, what milkshake would you be? And yes, I am thinking of the song.
Root beer. Because, you know, root beer and root beer floats are kind of milkshakey.
Zach, I need you to tell them what song I'm thinking about.
I'm milkshake brings other boys to the
yard. No, bees to the car!
I spilled milkshake all over my car. I brought bees to my car. Oh, God. So many bees to my car. They're inside my car. Oh, God.
I'm allergic to bees.
I'm allergic to bees.
Alrighty. What is the most random thing anyone has ever asked you in public?
I cannot.
Yes, you can.
Say that in PG-13.
You can say it.
How big's my dick?
Riaz, what's the most random question you've ever been asked in public? And then I want to answer too, because I get to.
Are you here to pick up your child?
Oh, Maddie. There's another one.
I know, I'm going to. The most weird question I've ever been asked in public is if Zach is my child.
They asked that by interrupting us making out.
Outside of a Spencer's.
Wow, that mother really loves her kid.
That kid with a mustache.
Okay, if you had a hidden talent, what is it, and why don't you advertise it?
Because that PG-13.
No, yours is photography, asshole.
Okay, I was going to say good driving, but okay.
How is that all PG-13?
That is my PG-13 answer.
Oh. Riaz, what about you? What's your hidden talent?
I don't think I have one.
Bullshit!
You're good at welding.
That's not a hidden talent. People know about that.
Are you good at photography? Can you sing? Do you sing in the shower? Are you really good at dancing? I've never once seen you dance.
No, that's a rare sight. Lots of people will never see.
He has really toned legs.
Yes.
That's a talent, right?
What is your favorite photo bomb that has ever happened to you?
Well, I was the bomb, or where
you were the main subject and somebody else photobombed you. Like for me, I'm thinking of the time we went to the Museum of Selfies and those two German girls photobombed you, and it was probably the most inappropriate thing I've ever seen, but it was also really hilarious.
It was probably when we went to that art museum and there was that giant kitchen table and that lady in the background.
Oh, yes! The lady in the background who had the big floppy hat, she kept trying to position her hat on other, like, our heads.
Oh, yeah.
And then she popped out and she's, like, making the really goofy face. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the best adventure a Maddie has ever taken you on impromptu?
I mean, you tugged us around L.A. through the buses, and, like, we were walking over homeless people and human feces and needles, drug needles.
But do you remember where we were going?
Yeah, various art museums, like where the big table was.
Various art museums. Mm-hmm. We went to various art museums. We went to the last bookstore. Walked all around L.A. Saw some glorious fecal matter near the bus stops. Some needles.
I got some free alcohol at a natural history museum.
You did. You did. That's indeed. True. I almost got a free stuffed dinosaur, and I wish that I had gotten the free stuffed dinosaur.
We saw a free show. We even got to pet a polar bear.
Mm-hmm, we did. Remember, as we rode tandem on a snowmobile.
We did. Well, that's right. We did.
That's right. We did.
We even got to take a photo with a giant tortoise.
Yep. We did.
Yep.
And me and Zach got to see the glory of a space toilet.
Yes.
Space toilet.
And you guys say that my adventures aren't fun. Zach, I love this question, so I'm going to have you answer it. You have Nettie, you have our plague buddy, who is missing from your collection / my collection that I tease you for?
Plague nurse?
Okay, but who do you actually want in the collection? I want the plague nurse, do you? There's a giant candy corn. There's a big Rudolph.
I don't know any of their selections, so I can't.
There's an avocado cat!
I don't like avocados.
Riaz, what's the most embarrassing, least embarrassing moment you have?
Most embarrassing but least embarrassing?
Most embarrassing or least embarrassing, whichever one you will share with us.
I feel like least embarrassing just existing.
I feel like it's the time that he was on the game and then his mom was in the background the whole time.
The time he took a photo of her and walked away.
Oh, yes! Yeah, that one was good.
Alright, cool. I don't have to dive in my own embarrassing stories. Cool, yeah, we'll go with this.
What is something you regret never having said?
You want to suck my dick? I don't know.
Riaz, give me an appropriate answer.
Say yes. It's short, but a yes can open up a lot of opportunities for somebody. And a lot of opportunities are missed because I've not said yes.
Fantastic.
Like sucking dick. That's his favorite opportunity.
If you guys could leave a PG-13 question for the viewers, each of you gets one. What would you like to know?
Where do babies come from?
Hey, Az, what do you want to know?
Do you like Twilight Time?
Alrighty. Today's episode was extremely random. So random, I have a headache. I hope you had a fun time. It's been great. See you tomorrow for our regularly scheduled programming of the Learning to Fly podcast.
Yay,
bye for now.
Yes. She has to have that invite back.
Hey there, everyone. This is Madison from Learning to Fly the podcast and sincerely Blue Jay Poetry. Today, I just wanted to take a second to let you know about Nourished and Free, a recipe ebook written by Gabby Sorensen, or Gabicado, my dear and lovely friend. Typically, this book retails for about $30, and you can find it in the episode description, but it frequently goes on sale as well. It's full of 80 easy, wholesome recipes that can be vegan, can be vegetarian, or you can mix it up and add your own proteins and your own favorite items, and it's really just a great thing to have in your repertoire. Alrighty, so I just wanted to take a second and let you know about Nourished and Free, one of the best ebook recipe guides I've come across so far. Thanks so much, and let's return to the episode. Mm-hmm.